secondary factor. So form, no, form and assist, both are important because they work together, okay? We want to talk about the essence, but we have to do something about the form. Because I know later, non-existence of form for you will be non-existence of the essence. When something is not here, you think that the essence is not here. It's like, look at you. You're here. Every single moment, something comes out of you. You influence your environment. You count. You are a part of we. Do you remember this we? Please do not forget it, because that's the point. Do you remember that we at the beginning of this book? I said, somebody asked me, what is being in love? I said, you would get it when you become we. There is a we. All the human qualities we count is in we, is not in one person. He was talking about that. Then he came to priorities and he said, the first word is the word of probation, the second word is the recompense of this and that. Which, I don't know. It was too complicated for me. I skipped it. 2 verses later, he said what he wanted to say. He said, listen, form and the essence is like chicken and egg. This comes out of that, that comes out of this, and this is going eternally. Do not lose or waste your time talking about that. They are bonded together. Okay? Therefore, sometimes we talk about a form and we tell you that, yes, that stuff, you call it what? Meditation. What is meditation? Meditation normally is nonsense. You're doing some silly stuff. You are saying some silly things. You're playing with the form of your body and things like that. To an ignorant fellow from outside, it's just that. But something is happening in you. We know by repetition something will happen. And more than everything else, we know we need peaceful or quiet environment to think. And that's not cheap. Why? The lady upstairs is always talking. So the only way I could achieve some moment of silence is years of practice with this. With what? Because it's just like the other brains, like all animals. You could tame them. With what? Carrot, stick, repetition. Nothing else. Right? Exactly as this. I do it with my brain. There is a carrot. There is a stick. And repetition. The moment that this doesn't like it, I intend to do it. To show that you are my brain. I am the soul here. You are my horse. I'm the rider, right? So I tame the horse. And I don't need to do it very long. If I'm good at it, a couple of years, I tame the horse, then horse is waiting for me to decide. I'm not worried about the horse. Even if I sleep on the horse, it will walk with the pace that I hinted it. I could do that with this. So form and essence are like this, are both binded. And remember, not doing doesn't exist. If the horse is sitting down, means you are doing something. Because, yes, you are a lucky fellow with a good horse, but you are a member of we. Therefore, we are marching. If you stop, you are blocking others. It's just like that. Let's hear it, John. Are you awake?
Sometimes. You cannot sit inactive for one moment till some badness or goodness has issued from you. These demands for action were appointed in order that your inward consciousness should come clearly into view.
You see, you will see, if you want to see your consciousness, to know it, it should come out, and it will come out like this. There is this demand of action. There is this responsibility, that feeling in you to bring you to the point that you should do whatever you're supposed to. Yes?
How then should the real, which is the body, become still when the thread's end, which is the mind, is pulling it? The sign of that pulling is your anguish. To be inactive is to you like the death agony. This world and that world are forever giving birth. Every cause is a mother. The effect is born a child. When the effect was born, that too became a cause, so that it might give birth to wondrous effects. These causes are generation on generation, but it needs a very well illumined eye.
What was that about? Any idea? Rumi, as a teacher, as a Sufi, sitting down talking about form and essence, suddenly he gave us the rule which later we know as law of physics and dialectic of the material, right? Cause and effect, the logic, all that stuff. Remember that the Rumi's time, logic is not here yet. Aristotle will write it. Then it will be all over. So he gave us that. Why? And as you see, he stopped it. We had learned about the habit of this teacher. He will start something, he will talk and talk and talk. Suddenly he will stop and say, oh, come on. You should be knowledgeable to understand this, because he knows that if you go philosophical discourses are endless. You can always talk. It's simple. The brain will come in with simple stuff, innocently. Why? Do you remember this story? The messenger of Julius Caesar. He went to see Omar, remember? He said, why do you have always these silly questions? You ask about something that you know nothing about. It's like that. Imagine that I was born in a country that I have never seen a car. Okay. Suddenly they bring me here, and I see you riding the car. Before anything else, isn't it silly if I ask you one silly question about one detail of this car? I don't know what the car is, but I could ask you, how come that this stuff you have in hand is not a square, it's round? Isn't it silly? He showed us that a lot of your questions are like that, because you don't know the basic. Then you talk about the details. And I brought in, do you remember the basic questions? Why are you here? What are you? Why do you think you're alive? We don't know all of this, but we could go to details and have those little questions here and there. So let's start right from the beginning. Here is how they say, listen, my proof for what I was talking about this interreaction between form and the essence, And I was making it clear that in our understanding, when we follow this path, we do not put something aside that this is not important because this is form and formal. We know that the form and essence are bonded together. We talk about both of them. This was our method right at the beginning, wasn't it? Do you remember first book, first story, first paragraph? We talked about what? A lot of stuff in that little phrase. Mainly talked about rule and exception. We said, there is rule, there is exception. Always. Do not forget the exception. Because the rule could fool you. The rule could push you towards, instead of saying, probably, most probably this will happen, you see? Certainly this will happen. There is no certainty. And this is so many centuries before my beloved scientist proved. Certainly there is no certainty. Heisenberg is the best for me. What is it? Everything is relative. Especially our understanding is relative. So we have to bring in the exception, right? Here is it. We bring in everything. To me, this kind of thinking is very simple. Tends towards inclusivity. We are not exclusive. We don't put anything aside. We accept the rule, but we accept the exception. Everything is here because we believe in oneness. All of us are one. We are all riding in the boat of this moment. So our connection is more important than each of us because we are part of a system. Right? So he talked about the form and the essence and this and that and that, and at the end that your inactivity to me is activity because an inactive part of an assembly is playing a role of being inactive. So, remember, we are living in the universe of cause and effect, and you cannot call something cause or effect, because whatever you point at, it starts with being effect of a cause, and it starts to be cause of other effects. And over there, I cannot resist, I'm sorry. I have to make the correction. I told you, the main law of cybernetics is that it's more than that. There is a lot of causes for any effect and a lot of effects from any cause. It's complicated like that. It's more than that. So he arrived to that, do not forget this. Okay? Now we go back to the conversation we had, which was, the king is studying the slaves. Actually, Rumi in this story, through him, is explaining to us what is form, what is essence, right? He was talking to the second one. The first one was that good-looking guy, form, right? The second one was that fellow that you could doubt him, because he talks very big about some of things that, so God questioned him and said, oh, come on, you're talking good about him to talk good about yourself. He forced him in a story to swear in the name of God, the prophets, this and that and that. Remember that conversation. At the end of that, we go back to that conversation again. Yes.
The king, in conversation with him, arrived at this point that he saw from him a sign not apparent.
Jenna, did he saw or not?
It says he either saw or did not see. Uh-huh. Or he's not telling.
Which one is that? Read the next one.
If that searching king saw, it is not strange, But we are not permitted to mention it.
That's a point. So we're talking about a story here, right? Say, okay, in this moment, this king maybe understood what's beneath.